Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick preaches parish missions as part of the Thomas More Center, based in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Brides of Christ.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. John's disciples came to Jesus and said, "Why is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not?" Jesus replied, "Surely the bridegroom's attendants would never think of mourning as long as the bridegroom is still with them. But the time will come for the bridegroom to be taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord. We men may not care to admit what most women commonly say, and that is that within our male personalities lies the feminine. We accept that at times we portray motherly and sisterly qualities just as women, and many women know they have to become fathers and sisters and even husbands. Peers are an important part of our human makeup. I like to think that I can be sensitive to people's needs, that I can write in a feminine, poetic way, that I need to take someone's hand or hug them close. It happened to me because of my ministry to the bereaved. A woman friend of mine offered to accompany me when I needed to visit those who had lost a husband, wife, or child. I've never forgotten what she taught me. Her name was Kath. So we men have to imagine today that we are the brides of Christ. His presence and company excites us. How can we be serious or sorrowful in his presence? We dress for the occasion. We put on the appropriate mood for that occasion. We are proud to be the brides of Christ. I think women are better ministers than men, because many sacraments demand a female ministry. We need to sit with those receiving the sacrament of reconciliation, maybe hold their hand, and hug those receiving the anointing of the sick. During Eucharist, we have to be tender as we say, "The body of Christ, the blood of Christ." We have to listen with full attention, good eye contact, as another person pours out their problems and anxieties. Not every Lenten day demands fasting from food, but some days demand the fasting that is forgiveness, love, and peace. This is a very important Lenten observance. Thank you for listening.